Chapter 1. The line of people waiting for an autograph reached from the bookstore down the length of the mall to the specialty luggage shop. With a sigh, Amanda Scott bought a cup of coffee from a nearby French bakery, bravely foregoing the delicate, flaky pastries inside the glass counter, and took her place behind a man in an expensive tweed overcoat. Distractedly, he turned and glanced at her, as though somehow finding her to blame for the delay. Then he pushed up his sleeve and consulted a slim gold watch. He was a couple of inches taller than Amanda, with brown hair that was only slightly too long, and hazel eyes flecked with green. And he needed a shave. Never one to pass the time in silence if an excuse to chat presented itself, Amanda took a steadying sip of her coffee and announced, "I'm buying Dr. Marshall's book for my sister, Eunice. She's going through a nasty divorce." The runaway bestseller was called Gathering Up the Pieces, and it was meant for people who had suffered some personal loss or setback. The stranger turned to look back at her. The pleasantly mingled scents of new snow and English leather seemed to surround him.
"Are you talking to me?"
he inquired, drawing his brows together in puzzlement. Amanda fortified herself with another sip of coffee. She hadn't meant to flirt. It was just that waiting could be so tedious. "Actually, I was," she admitted. He surprised her with a brief but brilliant smile that practically set her back on the heels of her snow boots. In the next second, his expression turned grave, but he extended a gloved hand.
"Jordan Richards," he said formally.
Gulping down the mouthful of coffee she'd just taken, Amanda returned the gesture. "Amanda Scott," she managed. "I don't usually strike up conversations with strange men in shopping malls, you understand. It's just that I was bored." Again, that blinding grin, as bright as sunlight on water.
"I see," said Jordan Richards.
The line moved a little, and they both stepped forward. Amanda suddenly felt shy and wished she hadn't gotten off the bus at the mall. Maybe she should have gone straight home to her cozy apartment and her cat. She reminded herself that Eunice would benefit by reading the book, and that, with this purchase, her Christmas shopping would be finished. After today, she could hide in her work, like a soldier crouching in a foxhole, until the holidays and all their painful associations were past.
"Too bad about Eunice," Jordan Richards remarked.
"I'll give her your condolences," Amanda promised, a smile lighting her aquamarine eyes. The line advanced, and so did Amanda and Jordan.
"Good,"
he said. Amanda finished her coffee, crumpled the cup, and tossed it into a nearby trash bin. Beside the bin, there was a sign that read, "Is therapy for you? Attend a free mini-session with Dr. Marshall after the book signing." Beneath was a diagram of the mall with the public auditorium colored in. "So," she ventured, "are you buying Gathering Up the Pieces for yourself or somebody else?"
"I'm sending it to my grandmother,"
Jordan answered, consulting his watch again. Amanda wondered if he had to be somewhere else later or if he was just an impatient person. "What happened to her?" she asked sympathetically. Jordan looked reluctant, but after a few moments and another step forward as the line progressed, he said,
"She had some pretty heavy-duty surgery a while back."
"Oh," Amanda said, and without thinking, she reached out and patted his arm so as not to let the mention of the unknown grandmother's misfortune pass without some response from her. Something softened in Jordan Richards' manner at the small demonstration.
"Are you attending the free mini-session?"
he asked, gesturing toward the sign. The expression in his eyes said he fully expected her to answer no. Amanda smiled and lifted one shoulder in a shrug. "Why not? I've got the rest of the afternoon to blow, and I could learn something." Jordan looked thoughtful.
"I suppose nobody has to talk if they don't want to."
"Of course not," Amanda replied confidently, even though she had no idea what would be required. Some of the self-help groups could get pretty wild. She'd heard of people walking across burning coals in their bare feet or letting themselves be dunked in hot tubs.
"I'll go if you'll sit beside me,"
Jordan said. Amanda considered the suggestion only briefly. The mall was a well-lit place, crowded with Christmas shoppers.